This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. We hope to catch up with Matt Rooney. I know he's in court. When he gets done, hopefully we'll hear from him. He is the voice on this. We are going to have a heck of a race on the GOP side. Democrats, who cares, whichever one it is, they'll have people too, for a very doable win in New Jersey, which went unbelievably partially red in various places in the last election. Take a look at my Twitter at DomShow1210. You'll see the forum one might throw, at least I hope it's the first one, to Jim
Worthington. Oh, it's both. Both of them are up
both.
There.
Okay. Yeah. To Jim Worthington. You can take a look. Coming off yesterday, and the bear was very gracious. He realized it would be embarrassing to try to run me down at the NAC yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
Thanks to the friend of the bear, Mike of Ambler, for helping with said bear. That was one of the all-time great moments to see a bear coming our way, fully decked out with the gear so that he can be visible, and bring in the football, too. Wow. That brings it all together. Okay. So, Jersey, you know about the governor's race. And you know that Jack Cetarelli did pretty well the last time around, right? Until the late-night voting in Jersey, we had hopes against the unpopular King of Hair. And then we have Bill Spadia into the ring, who I'm not sure if he's a favorite. Who is the favorite at this point? The criticism of Spadia is Jersey would never go for a guy this radical on some issues. It'll come up. You know, he's a talk radio host doing this. You say some things and all that. That will come up. And he has pushed back on Trump at times. On the other side, Cetarelli has not been a Trump guy. All right. You know, there's back and forth at times that he might be. And he's seen as not conservative enough. But he did pretty well the last time in a much easier race this time. Got to get this one right. And then there's Ed Durr, who is MAGA, former state senator. Remember, he shocked the nation a few years back winning that race. He needs money. He's got pretty good name recognition, I think. And then there are assorted others. So Matt was quoted in this article from Politico, lead article, about all this. Sizing it up. I'm not sure if he's endorsing anybody, SaveJersey.com or not. But this is where Scott Presler is going to be trying to raise more Republican voters, get them registered, because if he does that, they tend to vote for the Republican. And this will be the big race. But Presler is exceptionally, you hear when he's on with us, and I tell him privately, I love the incrementalism. He's also focused in on the three Supreme Court races. Do you realize we could turn the Supreme Court majority in Pennsylvania this year to Republicans? Think about that. Think about that. What every challenge comes up, every election, all the big issues that come up before them. Think about what they did making people in the suburbs have to pay a lot more money in school taxes now to fund all the Philadelphias and Norristowns and all that of the world that are deficient. They did it. They make all these determinations. Think of the role they played in 2020. This time, it took them three times to have Diane Marseglia stop what she was doing. So the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania is a big deal in our lives and nationally. Presler will be involved in both, trying to turn that in both states. But in New Jersey, just remember, well, why can't we have someone who is as close to Trump as we can get since Trump did so well in Jersey the last time? And the answer is there's only one Trump. Whatever all the ingredients are of that, when people try to be Trump or take positions that they think are Trumpian, usually what ends up is happening is the results are not as good. And again, this is incredibly winnable. All right, so I hope to get Matt on. You heard Joe Hogan, obviously, to me. I'm still in that camp. Diane Marseglia should be impeached. There is no doubt in my mind. That's the first step here. The other step of defeating her and defeating all these people, at least a mark of censure that would stay on them. And taking on Democrats. Are Democrats defending this idea? They'll just let it sit there. Yeah, they're defending it. Make them have to defend that what she did is okay with them. We know it is okay. But tell the public that's okay. If this were a Trump commissioner that did this, they'd call out the National Guard. You're not going to count those ballots. Seize the ballot. You can imagine what would happen. We didn't see any of that. All right, 855-839-1210. That's the way that you get on board. Here is, by the way, this is cut 17. Let's start with this one. I don't know Frederick Maryland that much. This guy would be a heck of a guy. Listen to this guy, Mayor O'Connor. He wants to use tax dollars in his city to pay the legal fees of what he calls migrants, people here illegally facing deportation.
Many regards, this election cycle did not go as I had hoped.
In response to Trump's national immigration policies, Frederick Mayor Michael O'Connor pledging to carve out space in his local budget for a legal advocacy fund, which would use tax dollars to pay undocumented immigrants attorneys' fees as they fight deportation.
Ensuring they have the legal support they need to stand strong and remain in this community they have chosen to call home.
O'Connor explaining his intention is to allocate the money to organizations already providing similar legal services, helping them expand the number of people they're able to support, although he's still determining the exact dollar amount to set aside. Some residents we spoke with supportive of the end goal.
I believe a lot of non-immigrant people also contribute to the country as well.
But all of them, against their tax dollars, footing the bill.
I'm torn.
I don't like the idea. I'd rather our taxpayer money go towards American citizens.
You know, you break the law, it's just what happens. Nobody helped me pay for my attorney fees when I break the law. So why should we be paying for theirs out of taxpayer money?
But this comes at a cost. And this could be a very large cost for Frederick. And quite frankly, Frederick can't afford it.
All right. So I don't know Frederick Maryland, but you're seeing this. You're seeing the mayor of Denver is a guy that's going to be arrested potentially in all this once it starts. But people want this and they want a lot more of it. This is cut 16. Here's Pam Bondi making the point again. And a lot of people told me privately yesterday at the event at the NAC, one way or another, yeah, Matt Gaetz was a bad pick. Stop it already with the Matt Gaetz stuff. You got Pam Bondi. Listen to what Bondi says as Attorney General about those that support Hamas but are here on student visas. What should happen to them?
These students in universities in our country, whether they're here as Americans or if they're here on student visas, and they're out there saying, I support Hamas, you and I have seen that on all of these television shows. Frankly, they need to be taken out of our country, or the FBI needs to be interviewing them right away when they're saying, I support Hamas, I am Hamas. That's not saying I support all these poor Palestinians who are trapped in Gaza. That's not what they're saying. So I think their student visas need to be revoked. I think we need to reinstate President Trump's travel ban immediately. There's a lot of things that can be done to stop this. But yeah, the anti-Semitism that is rampant throughout this country now. And it's truly, truly heartbreaking to see what's happening to all of our Jewish friends in this country by really just, I think, a lot of ignorant kids and students and people who don't understand that Hamas equals terrorism, even worse, at its worst.
All right, that's Pam Bondi. My point being this, when you got a Pam Bondi, you don't tag in a Matt Gaetz, right? There is, in my mind, a goofball quality to him, too, in addition to just everything else. She's exactly the person you want, who knows what to do, is behind this stuff, and just said in that minute or so exactly what she will do using the Department of Justice and what she'll push for. Now, the critical spot that I'm not sure why, what the holdup is, that Trump has not determined yet, is the head of the FBI. Almost every other office that I checked that we've seen so far, and we now have the big list, has been nominated. It's the FBI. Is he going to go with Kash Patel, who is the premier guy? I'm talking about the deep state, et cetera. Or does he want somebody else in there, and Patel will be the day-to-day deputy who's actually doing stuff? A little bit unclear. Kind of surprised it's taking so long on that one. That will be the critical. And I want to know who in the FBI in the Richmond office set people out there in American citizens to take down their license plates, et cetera, because they went to a conservative Catholic mass in Latin. All right. So still some stuff to go from Trump here. 855-839-1210. But one last time this week with Dan.
It's done.
That's exactly
money
right.
Melody.
All right, we're playing for a pair of tickets to see the Pennsylvania Philharmonic perform the music of John Williams, December 15, 2024, at one of our favorite spots, the Zlock Performing Arts Center, the campus of Bucks County Community College. Dan?
Yeah, Dom. So today we're talking another cover artist, and we're going to do a cover artist that it's a cover band that is actually a cover band that is a one-hit wonder for playing a cover song, believe it or not. Back in the early 2000s, there was a song that came out that really just took over pop culture and became a catchphrase in itself. The title of the song is a catchphrase. So, Dom, here is that band that was actually formed all the way in 1977 in a Caribbean country. Didn't pop until the early 2000s, Dom, but here's a song covered by them. We want to know the name of the cover artist today that led to a huge catchphrase that really got hot in the 2000s. Take a listen.
We get it almost every night, and when that moon gets big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Now, Dom, their one hit that became a cultural sensation was actually a cover song in itself performed 2 years earlier, and it really popped. But now, Dom, they're covering a song that I think Ro actually loves, Dancing in the Moonlight. And we want to know.
Not sure about that one,
no?
But okay.
Oh,
yeah,
man, maybe
I'm not sure.
We'll
I have to. I can't say
you
on
the want to make a bet?
Okay, yes.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll text her during the break.
All right.
So, Dom, we're looking for the name of the cover artist that got real hot in the 2000s with a catchphrase that was their one-hit wonder.
All right, and that's a side question today. Today, Charlie Brown, Good Grief Day, hit us with that all-time catchphrase. We've gotten some good ones. Hit us at 855-839-1210, and let's get a winner here and send you off to the Zlock on Talk Radio 1210.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's hear the clue and keep in mind catchphrase that is the side question today.
Everybody here.
And Dom, this band really popped in the early 2000s with one hit that made them a one-hit wonder. The title of the song becoming a catchphrase that was used often throughout society at that time.
Let's go to Frank in Willow Grove. Hey, Frank, welcome in. What's your answer?
Hey, Dom. Is it King Harvest?
Thank you, Frank. Good try. Alan in Bucks County, Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Alan. What's your answer?
Is that the Baja Men?
Wow, boy, that's a pretty obscure reference. Nicely played.
I just love the way he says it, too. Is that the Baja Men? Yes, it is. It is the Baja Men. I did not expect to hear Baja Men. But yes, Dom, early 2000s, the men from the Bahamas, the Baja Men, originally formed in 1977, released a song, a cover song of Ansem Douglas's. Which leads to, Dom, the catchphrase. Is he here?
Who let the dogs out? All-time Hillary Clinton. We have that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hillary Clinton, as you know, Dom.
You know?
Big fan of the song. But right. Baja Men's covering of Dancing in the Moonlight. Congratulations, sir. You win.
All right. One quick thing before the end of the show, and we'll be going through this in the next couple weeks. I just unofficially yesterday put up on my Twitter. By the way, that's where you can see the football throws. Dom Show 1210. It's time of the year that we start to look at something we really have fun as we head into December and early December decide, before Time Magazine does it. That's the person of the year. Now, I knew what would happen, so in the back of my mind, here's what, to make this interesting, I'm going to say that Scott Presler is a national person of the year candidate, not a local. He's of that stature.
Yeah.
You know, nobody locally can compete and beat Scott Presler. People on Twitter, and I allow you can do it on Twitter if you want. That's fine, but it'll never be the winner. We're not going to say President Trump for any, because it's just unfair. I mean, it takes all, you know, every day for the side question, you could say, hey, Trump, and we would, or the Bible. We don't do the Bible either for obvious reasons. You know, you got to think a little bit outside the box. So people immediately putting President Trump up. That's fine. You can continue to do it on my Twitter. A few people said Elon Musk. Could he beat Scott Presler? He's got more name recognition, et cetera. But Presler has just, with our listeners, been a home run. So you can vote and tell us for now the overall person of the year, whoever you think it is, at Dom Show 1210. These are just nominations. Once we get enough, say after Thanksgiving, we'll put them up there. You know, the two or three or four finalists will have a vote, and then we'll crown the winner and get them on. But local person of the year, I just started to think about it, and I'm not sure because, well, we could take a look at the people here in Pennsylvania, like Linda Kearns, not a national figure, regional, Jim Worthington, that won Pennsylvania for Trump, since that is the biggest story here. Those are two that you might consider. Dan, can you think of any other local person we've had on maybe repeatedly or something big that might be in the running?
So you said Linda, you said Jim.
Yes.
Sean Parnell?
He's not local. Yeah, he's regional kind of. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Baquetto.
George Baquetto. Yeah. He's had several big things that have come up.
Yeah. Jody.
Jody Del Barber. Yes. Hello. South Philly. Yeah.
Jody Felice.
Okay. Trying to think if there's another issue other than the election that we ought to start.
I mean, if we're going back the entire year, but yeah. I think we honored him last year, didn't we? Robin Schaefer.
Yes, Robin Schaefer at one of the events at the Shore we did with the Whales thing. Yeah. I'm hoping the Whales thing will almost be over now in that with Trump in there, the feds are going to block this. We're not sure, but I think that'll happen.
I mean, I think the big story has been flipping Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Yeah.
I think you've got all those bases
everything
covered.
Else. Yeah. So you can vote for both the local, not just Scott Presler is a national figure now. I mean, there is no doubt. It's taken off the levels where people are bringing him in to imitate what he's done here.
Another one for national you might want to consider. Yeah. Michael Whatley.
Michael Whatley. Laura Trump.
Yeah.
Yep. Don Trump Jr., who came here. All right. And I think Elon Musk, I'm not sure of exactly how he won for Trump, but a lot of people believe that. That's fine. And we will do our best. If Elon Musk wins, it's going to be, we got a contact, but this is a hard one to get him on. So at Dom Show 1210, these are nominees. Once we get, you know, a few days of people noodling that creative, what I'll do then is we'll develop a list of three or four of them like we did last year, and we'll have the winner. Memorable local winner a few years ago was Meg Brock. One time, all roads lead to Bucks County. She was in Bucks County then. Dr. David Damsker was the winner a few years back. Where? Bucks County. There's something happening in Bucks County that just dwarfs the rest of the suburbs, okay? So you can call in. You can hit me with one to kind of put it on our radar screen, but that's underway. And then, of course, when we get that all set, I guess we did it, Dan, somewhere in the early part of December, the caller of the year. That's where it really gets intense.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
And I can think of there's going to be at least, you know, to different people, different things, but there's at least 5 to 8.
Should Bill and Bucks be considered based on volume alone?
Who?
Bill in Bucks County?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, he's called in a lot.
He has like
yeah, and he's had
two times the amount of calls and does.
Does he?
That's
yeah.
He's
a leader in total calls?
Yeah, but wow. What he does is I think he, you know, hangs on the line for 15
yeah,
minutes,
so. Yeah.
Drops but off, calls us back.
He's had his own
inflates
little,
his number, inflate gate.
Yo, he has his own little niche. But we know who the reigning champion is, and he's still been tremendous this year. But there are contenders. Here
he's being
is
screened right now too.
Yeah, here is one of them. Here, if he's ready, on Talk Radio 1210. Let's go to Joe of Exton. Hey, Joe. Ooh. Good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. The Clint Eastwood would portray a Los Angeles detective, and he would confront and challenge a criminal with the phrase, make my day.
Absolutely. You know, he has almost as many catchphrases, Joe. The other one I like maybe more.
What is Joe?
Are you punk? Are you feeling lucky? Are you punk?
What does Joe think of his answer being stolen from, what's that show that he likes that he does a quote from? It was earlier today, one of the callers.
Yes, that you say often. Oh,
from Kojak?
Yeah, who loves you, baby?
Joe, it's your catchphrase.
It's your catchphrase. They stole
it. We got to get one who loves you, baby. Come on.
Go on, come on, Joe.
No, I'm fond of Robert and Mint Salen.
Oh, so he's going to respect his answer today.
Oh, like okay, that. Joe. Well, Joe, have a great Thanksgiving if we don't talk to Barr.
Likewise, Tom.
Thank you, Joe.
Dan.
Thanks,
and
Joe.
Jim.
Thank you. And Henry.
And Henry.
Gotcha. All right, quite a roster there. Okay.
He never takes the bait. We always try to put him against the other callers, yes. And he just doesn't do it.
Yeah, and he likes doing Who Loves You, Baby.
Yeah.
Story today, just by the way, if you're tuning in now, I wanted to give you a little bit more of a shot to it and see what happens tomorrow with this. I am such a fan of these traditional Thanksgiving rivalries, and there's one that is not going to be played this year. It would have been the 95th meeting between the two teams, dates back to 1928. And that is Morrisville and Bristol. Apparently, Morrisville can only field this year 14 players available due to 13 or 14 due to being ineligible or kids going off on Thanksgiving somewhere and not going to play the game. Wow. So the administrators over in Morrisville, which is 9-4 this year, said they couldn't risk student safety, lack of available eligible players. They are forfeiting the game. They've canceled the game. And we've been talking about one student, his name is Holman, would potentially gain 2,000 yards this year if he plays that last game. Wow. I have to look up. I'm sure there's some, you know, it's only high school, and some big kid went wild. The guy that played for Monsignor Bonner, Capoletti, who won the Heisman Ultimate. I mean, he was a monster in high school. Imagine him trying to tackle. But still, 2,000 yards. That is incredible. How do you say, I'm going to play football, but then I'm not going to be there on Thanksgiving Day? It's just preposterous.
I feel I'd be remiss if I don't mention a fact check here. This comes from one of our good police sources. Says, Joe just got one wrong. Clint Eastwood played a San Francisco inspector, not a Los Angeles detective.
Oh, did he say Los Angeles? Okay, true. That's right. He was San Francisco. That was the whole idea of him being in this libertine place, San Francisco. It was Dirty Harry,
At Dom's 1210, the football throw is up there. I'm getting trashed right now, Dom. Minnie says, it looks like I found my suit in a store that specializes in bad 70s exploitation B-films.
Yeah, you needed a mustache.
It says, Dan, the 70s disco's called, and they want their suit back.
I thought it was going to be a light Kelly Green. I was going to say, oh, man, what are we getting into? But no, I thought it worked beautifully. I thought it looked good with the shirt, the whole thing. No chain, though. You could have used a little of that.
Also writing, a tuxedo store was clearing their suits out that hadn't sold in 50 years. Dan finally took it off their hands.
That's Minnie? Wow.
Yeah, she's pretty mean, huh?
Yeah, she can be mean when fashion sets her the wrong way here.
John chimes in saying, Dan's also still searching for the size 15 platform shoes to go along with it.
No word on my football throw.
They're all just redirected towards the suit.
Yeah, they are. Well, they were dazzled by the first one. I shouldn't have done the second. Quit while ahead. Okay. 855-839-12.
Oh, it says, Steve says Don's second throw was like an old Donna McNabb worm killer.
It was. Now realize I was trying to avoid, there was an overhanging thing there that I was afraid I was going to hit.
Oh, is that what it was?
No, there was like
so a... So you aimed for the woman's head instead?
There was a light that came down right there. All right.
If you're that woman that almost had the football smack her in the face, please call us and let Dom apologize.
There were two women there yesterday. One was the woman came all the way to Kensington from Gladwin in a Mercedes. Myrna, who I finally met again, to hear Scott Presler. And the other was the woman that fainted at the Dr. Oz event while I was speaking. She came up too, yes. Boy, all roads
do lead. How'd she hold it together this time and not faint again when she saw you?
Exactly, yes. I thought that might happen during 3 hours.
Don, you're a classy guy.
I definitely know that. By the way, Walmart now is rolling back its DEI policies, becoming the latest large U.S. firm to join the growing trend. There we go. Who's still resisting? Well, I'll give you one that is resisting, Jaguar. And I'll tell you what they said in resistance to the nonsense they're doing. They only sold 8,000 cars in the U.S. last year. I know they're I know all that. But still, only 8,000? No, they're not going to make it if they continue this. All right, all that straight ahead. Let me first tell you, though, one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. And right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and a lot more. One more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com, res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com. Do it today. All right, Dom Giordano Show, a couple of family businesses. First, I looked closely at this football throw, and I think any attorney would say I threw it low because there are windows there at the Knack. I was afraid of breaking them. The guy's right in front of a window. Couldn't have that. That would have been a big
faux pas. That would have been so bad if you cracked one of those
also, Matt Rooney, our go-to in all things Jersey, safe
jersey. Him to get off the phone.
.com.
Seriously.
He's still trying to pry Henry away from us?
I think so.
Is that what's going on?
They were just on the phone for like 30 minutes, it felt like, while he was screaming his caller.
I will file a writ of habeas corpus.
We actually had Matt scheduled for a 2 o'clock interview, but it's now 2:36. We're finally getting to him.
He's on the clock. I hope this doesn't count in legal matters. Winchell and Mahoney was the case today. Hey, Matt, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us.
I'm billing at 6 minute intervals, Dom. You know, especially that conversation with Henry.
We want to get our money's worth. So, Matt, we are headed into, because of the ominous presence of Scott Presler and others, Jersey this time around being maybe a 50-50 shot at winning. And I'm excited because this primary, now, I won't say a name. It's nobody here, Matt, but it's a former talk radio host that I knew. Said he never got involved in primaries. Well, if you want to be a scaredy cat and do that, I guess you can, but I don't think you're helping listeners by making a decision. And I see this between the top two, Spadia and Jack Cetarelli, as do you want someone that seems to fit in the path of winning in Jersey on one hand, Jack, the other, Spadia, more Trumpian, and you were the prime person they went to at Politico to talk about this. So parse this out. How does it seem to you at this point?
Well, I think you pretty much nailed it there, Dom, to the surprise of no one, because even though you're a Philly guy, you've had your finger on the pulse of South Jersey for a long time. Look, Donald Trump has reshaped the Republican Party. He's built a coalition that is unlike anything that I think we've seen on either side of the aisle in this country since FDR. Back at the beginning of the 20th century. And that broad coalition was on full display in my home state earlier this month when you saw Passaic County flip, which is heavily Muslim and Hispanic. You saw Donald Trump win towns where Republicans haven't had any business winning in a long time, probably in the lifetimes of many of us that are listening to this radio program. So the question may not be how Trumpy the candidates are, but who can rebuild that Trumpian right. coalition, which they, it might be a slightly different question, right? I don't think doing an imitation of Trump necessarily works, because sometimes we've seen candidates around the country that try to do that fall flat because his voters can sniff out a fraud, somebody that's just cosplaying. They're looking for authenticity. They're looking for honesty. They're looking forward to someone who is not focused on not offending people, but proposing big, bold ideas in the mold of a Trump or a Reagan. That's going to attract the support of the people that turned out for him on the first Tuesday in November. And it could very well, as you say, put New Jersey in play again next year.
Now, will you be endorsing in this, Matt?
Probably not. And I'll tell you why, Dom. And when I say this, you're going to know exactly where I'm going. The last time I endorsed in a gubernatorial race was Chris Christie in 2009.
Well, look, then, so, who knew, you know? Right.
Right. Like, can I honestly sit here
Chris
and say
Christie,
I regret
it? Chris
Christie,
who's got nothing going except I could be tougher than Trump. He's not tougher than anybody's slub.
Yeah.
Sloppy Chris Christie. Yeah, that's it. Look, you're right. I mean, we didn't know what he was going to turn into. Sometimes fame and power does that to a person. But what I've learned for those of us in talk radio or online that have websites like mindsavejersey.com, I think we better serve the state and the voters and our listeners by just putting all of these guys' feet to the fire. So I'm looking forward to not taking sides and instead asking Jack and Bill very tough questions. Like case in point, for Bill, it's not going to be enough to just do a Trump impression. How are you going to win over some of these voters in this state that are traditionally skeptical of the Republican brand? And for Jack, I like Jack a lot, but this is his third run for governor. If he gets the nomination, it's going to be his second consecutive run. He's been running as long as some people have been voting in the Garden State. What's different this time? How's he going to get over the hump? Somebody needs to be able to ask those questions and not already be in the bag for someone. So that's a function that I look forward to fulfilling. And I think that a lot of the hosts here at 1210 are going to do the same. And it's hopefully it's a valuable service.
Who's the number one at this point in time, or the one we should worry about if they are the nominee on the Democrat side?
The Democrat primary is a clown car, man. I think at this point you might be able to win with about 12% of the vote because there are so many of them running. Maybe not a popular answer, but Sean Spiller is probably one to watch and worry about.
Yep.
Worry about him, not because I think he's their best nominee, but he is the head of the New Jersey yep. Miseducation Association. Mm. So when you've got a crowded primary, he's got a few hundred thousand teachers that get his propaganda every day in their email box and in their home mailboxes. So if he can mobilize a majority of those teachers behind him and the primary stays crowded, he may very well pull this off. And that would be a disaster for New Jerseyans because that union is poisonous. The anti-parents' rights decisions, the impact on our property taxes, it would not be good. There's some other candidates like Josh Gottheimer, congressman in North Jersey, Steve Sweeney, who is trying to find a second life in politics. He's running. They're not really moderates, but they do a better job of pretending they are. So those would probably be stronger nominees for the Democrat Party. But that's also why I think they're going to have trouble, because the electorate on the left in New Jersey is to the left of Mal.
Yes. And again, this is going to be the fascinating question. Can one of these candidates, to your point, rebuild what Trump did here, build off it? You don't think Jeff Van Drew, I don't know if he said he wouldn't run, if there's ever a time of a more fertile chance to win in New Jersey, wouldn't this be it?
Yeah, probably. And I'm probably going to get in trouble with some of our mutual friends for saying this on my side of the river. I think he'd probably be as close as a field clear that you could see in that race, because he threads the needle very well for the kind of candidate we're talking about. South Jersey counties would immediately align with him, and he would have very broad appeal in the working class, non-white counties in the north. And, you know, Spadia kind of sort of got an almost endorsement for Trump. I don't know how to describe it. He said very positive things about him, but didn't say it. If Jeff Van Drew gets in the race, it's hard to see how Donald Trump doesn't throw his full weight behind him. So I have no inside information. I don't have any reason to think it would happen. But if it did happen, it would upend the Republican primary.
Would he have to give up being in Congress?
No, that's the beautiful thing about our off-cycle elections, our off-year elections in New Jersey. So he could run in 25 and then ultimately decide to stay in Congress. Now, you raise an interesting point, though, Dom, like you always do. I say as if you raising an interesting point is something abnormal. That's all we get on the Dom Giordano program. With the majority being so tight in Congress, if Jeff Van Drew's running for governor in 2025, that's one more strong MAGA vote that's going to be out of D.C. a lot.
Yeah.
So there might be some pressure, even though he wouldn't have to resign his seat, from national Republicans to not have him in that position. They want Jeff Van Drew on the floor doing what he does so well, fighting for the president's agenda and voting for it.
Absolutely. Well, the Dentist and Scotch vote and the Mulligans vote, he would have.
Oh,
that's
100%.
Yeah,
they'd
exactly.
be lined up around the block in Cape May County for
exactly.
Jeff Van Drew, no question.
Matt, when are you on again? Sunday, of course, but when else?
We're on again on Sunday, and then I haven't talked to Stocker yet, but invariably I get pressed into service over the holidays. So I always look forward to that extra opportunity to hang out with all the 1210 listeners. And this week we'll have another great show. We had the pollster from Rasmussen, Mark Mitchell, on last week, and he gave us some fantastic insight not only on what just happened nationally, but also what he's seeing in the works for Jersey in 2025. He saw some of the early movement because he was able to isolate some of his data and had Trump running far stronger than he had in the past in New Jersey. So I warned our listeners on the other side of the river, we're still going to be covering national politics, still going to be talking plenty about Philly and Pennsylvania. Krasner will be doing stupid things. But we're going to focus a lot on Jersey this year because that's really where the national fight to save our country is moving.
It's big. Matt, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for popping on, as always.
My pleasure, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
All right, Matt Rooney there. We'll get that conversation transcript with Henry at some other point. I'm in the other camp, though. I'm going to tell you which way I'm going here once I see exactly what they do. I get his position. He's got other positions here. I don't know what other hosts will do, but I'll tell you, who I think sometime in March, April, May, after they duke it out back and forth. Love to have them debate right here, some of the leading contenders. We'll work on that. All right, but the Republican has a real chance. All right, it is the lightning round next at 855-839-1210. Thanksgiving is here. Whether you're hosting or going to gatherings, just remember this, how much you can stock up on at Captain Chuckie's. We all know Captain Chuckie's is known for their fantastic crab cakes, wild-caught golf shrimp, and soups. Now, Captain Chuckie's is teaming up with well-known family-owned businesses to offer some great products. Captain Chuckie's and Marciano's Bakery of Philadelphia have launched their newest invention. Now, this is the Bang Bang Crab Cake and Cheese Specialty Bread. I checked last week when I was in Flavortown selling. People love it. It's available exclusively for now at most Captain Chuckie's locations. Captain Chuckie's also has a Taste of Philly section in most stores that carry the following family-owned items. Stock's Pound Cake, Marciano's Specialty Breads, Pierogies from the Pierogi Kitchen of Roxborough, Chef Matt's Key Lime Pie, Rose favorite, Derby's Philly Famous Clams Casino, and also those Vera Pasta Company different raviolis. They have their own lobster, banging crab, and finally their shrimp scampi ravioli and their own jarred blush sauce. Just check out the website and local Captain Chuckie's for availabilities. There's no better time to check out your local Captain Chuckie's, and don't forget the Dom Roll. There's a location near you. Just visit WeLoveCrabCakes.com, WeLoveCrabCakes.com. If you're headed to the shore, visit CaptainChuckiesAtTheShore.com. All right, Dom's lightning
round.
The time
round has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Dom's lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Let's go to Chris in Malvern. All-time catchphrase. Chris, what's yours?
Hopefully the president doesn't go weak like that squish Steve Moore, because they're all criminals. So he can pack them off into a fleet of cruise ships and call it Operation Hasta La Vista, baby.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
That's a good catchphrase.
He linked it to something here, too. Alan in Hamilton. Alan, what's yours?
What me worry from the old Mad Magazine.
All right. Yeah, I don't hear that quite as much, though. That's a visual, true. The Earl of Tacony, who wowed the crowd there as usual yesterday. Hey, Earl, what's yours today? 23. That's
hey,
right.
Mom, first-time listener, long-time caller.
Thank you. And caller of the year as we get into this is going to be unbelievable this year.
New competition this year.
Yes.
I have a catchphrase. In fact, I used it yesterday at the event. It's another Val Kilmer. Comes from the movie Real Genius. Since I'm a quasi-celebrity, people come up to me and say, excuse me, are you Earl from Tacony? And I use the catchphrase, or I certainly hope so. I'm wearing his underwear.
Thank you, Earl. Drew in Upper Darby. Hey, Drew, afternoon.
Another contender.
Yes, another contender.
Hey,
yes.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. You know, real quick, the Upper Darby Haverford game is a pretty historic Thanksgiving Day football game also.
How many years do you know, Drew?
I think it goes back to the 20s.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah. Wow. But I think the playoffs, like you said earlier, that may have put a hitch into it. But, Dom, in the area, the region, there's a really large waste removal company, and their catchphrase is, let's talk trash.
Very nice. Okay, good. That's a good company slope. Oh, here's a good one. Bob in Cherry Hill. This is said a lot, Bob. What's yours?
Yeah, in honor of our present Borders Czar, Tom Homan, and his steadfast tenacity, referring to our previous Borders Czar with hold my beer.
Yeah. Kamala Harris to Tom Homan. Oh, my God. She wasn't a Borders Czar. Get it right, Bob. Chuck in Newtown Square. Chuck, what's yours?
Hey, great day to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll tell you, I think my phrase is almost going way back in time. Maybe just a little bit of the birth of wokeism. Not that there's anything wrong with that, mind you, from the amazing Seinfeld show.
Yeah, that was one of the top five, without a doubt, and they played that beautifully. Yeah, today you wouldn't be able to say it. You should know it. All right, Henry, who did you like today?
Yeah, a lot of strong answers here today.
Yes.
Some of the ones I liked are Dave in Oakland, first time, long time. I mean, that's become a classic. I'd like Chris and Malvern's answer of Hasta La Vista, Baby. And then the two answers of Drew and Upper Darby, Let's Talk Trash, and Bob and Cherry Hill, Hold My Beer, because I feel like that's a saying that's all comes out a lot today.
Dan, how about yours?
I'm just going to throw one out there, Dom, and it is from Dave in Oakland, longtime listener, first-time caller from the unnamed radio caller.
Yes, that we're taking credit for. I wonder who said those immortal words. What was in their mind? I go with that one. Dave in Oakland. Sometimes you get a nugget here that's very hard to beat. His name goes into the hat. We'll be here tomorrow. Dan will be doing the morning show with
Tony Bruno
right. Tomorrow and Friday. Henry and I will be here and then off on Thanksgiving. I think Lou Pate fills in for quite a bit that day. But we'll see you tomorrow. Rich Cioli is next to take you home. All that here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.